For Ches Adar, we're beginning Siman Ein Aleph. We'll discuss Seder Halayla, the order which is appropriate for every Yid to have in the evening. Halacha Aleph. Achat Tfilas Arba is after one concludes Ma'ariv. One has to set an established time for him to sit and learn Torah. L'kayim, to fulfill what the pasuk says. V'agiz v'yem v'lay, you should toil in Torah by day and by night. V'yes lachos b'layla, in the evening, why does it have to be right after Ma'ariv? Because there's more to be chayshes for. Im yerichal tchila, if he eats before he sits down to learn, then tachtefen hashena. It's getting this kleeb will take grip over him. Mitoichsehu yogea, being that in any case, he's already worn out at the end of the day. And then when he eats, v'ateva b'bakish menucha, the nature is going to call him to rest. And result will be that he won't learn Torah in the evening if he doesn't sit down right after Ma'ariv. Rather, he'll eat first and then kill a plan to learn. Therefore, one should be careful. One should set his time for learning before he sits down to eat after Ma'ariv. If he's hungry, and he's weak, his heart is weak. He didn't eat throughout the day properly, and therefore this is his main soda. As we'll see onward, that's not the way to go. That's not the right way to go. But still, that's what he did. He should snack on something to ease his mind and to calm him down. And then he should learn a little bit. After which, he'll sit down to eat the full on soda that he's hungry for. And after he eats that supper, then he should sit down to learn Torah, every person based on his ability and capabilities. Our teachers taught us the following. The night was created only for learning. Specifically, this is speaking about the winter when the evenings are long. Even in the short nights of the summer, still you also have to learn a little bit by night, as we said, because now from the 15th of Chodesh Av, where it's the end of the summer already and the nights begin to stretch, so you add a little bit more. Says anyone that toils in Torah by night, chutzal chesed is always like a streak and a string of chesed nimshachal by yom that lights up upon him and is drawn upon him by day. Shenema, as the pasuk says, we say by mighty yom itzav Hashem chazdei by day, the Yisrael commands his chesed, his benevolence over this person. Why? Because of balayla shira imi, because by night in the evening he sings to me, which is referring to Torah. Matam yom itzav Hashem chazdei. Why does the Yisrael command his chesed for this person, his kindness, mishum balayla shira imi, because by night he learns Torah. Now, beikadamri, there's another opinion. Gemara, amar shlokish or shlokish learns that kol oisik b'teira ba'olam hazeh, anyone that toils in Torah in this world, shu doyma l'layla, then b'layla shira imi, that's what causes yoimam that he's going to get by day, which is la'asav l'vakash. Baruch hu ma'ishach al chut shal chesed b'olam haba, the Eibishter brings upon him a chut of chesed, of kindness in the world to come, he's going to be shu yoim, that's considered yoim, and this is pshat, this is where Rish Lakish learns the pshat in the pasuk, yoim yitzav Hashem chazdei, that yoimam yitzav Hashem chazdei in the world to come. Who's going to be zecher to chut shel chesed to be able to nana mezibah shchina or balayla shirimi, those that learn Torah by night? We kosh kemin sheyes b'chay kavua. This is all to sit and learn by night. But how much more so a person that has a kavua to say the limud chitas rama and limud daf of as of Yitzkis Levi learning his Masechta. So he has a chay kavua limud b'chol yom ben zbata b'yom. He learns it throughout the day and he didn't get a chance to learn it by day. How much more so shu tzarich la'ashlam chukah balayla, that he should not go to sleep without learning his portion of Limud HaTorah for the day, he should learn it and complete it in the evening. Halacha Beis. Roy L'Adam Ha'Beinoni, a regular average person, intermediate person, should make sure L'Maid B'Sudas HaLayla, if he's healthy and he wants to stay that way, he should make sure his supper is low-key, not too heavy. Otei Kalam B'Sudas HaYem, it should be lighter than his lunch. The Arvich was an Arba Dvarim, he's going to have four benefits. One, Aleph, Yishma B'Riyosai, it's going to keep his health going. If Beizi and Nishma Badavara, he'll save himself from negative things, which and namely is so Yavad Mikra Laila, a seminal mission by night. Shabbat Machmas Achil Gasa, which comes upon a person when his body works hard because he ate a sach, and he ate things that are heat up the body very much. The third benefit, he'll have calm and regular dreams. When a person eats a lot and drinks with big quantities, many times, he has weird and nightmares, scary dreams. The fourth benefit, He won't sleep so deep and so long because this will enable him to get up in time and start his day properly. It is enough for a person sufficient for him to sleep to sleep for 6 hours. The Mishnah Berurah brings that for the Magen Avraham that everybody is different based on their teva. Al Kapanah, they have to make sure to learn at night and get up in the morning, and not to indulge in sleep. One should not sleep alone in a room. The Alter Rebbe writes, one should not sleep in a house alone. And not to sleep in a place that's too hot, and not in a place that's too cold, rather in the middle. It is appropriate for any person that's God-fearing, before he goes to sleep, he should examine his actions, his deeds, so also calling him throughout the day. What he did is take inventory. If he sees that he did something wrong in Aveira, he should be mitzvada. He should not only regret it, but express remorse and ask for mechila. He should accept upon himself in his heart, believe Shalom with a complete heart, with a strong decision and conviction, not to do it again. Specifically by Aveiros, which are very common, like Chanif, a person is Machnif, and Shkarim, a person that lies, a person that Leitzanos, which is laughing and joking, the Lashon Hara, and gossiping. This is very common, people casually transgress, and therefore a person should check it every night to make sure where it takes checks and balances, where he's holding on it. A person should also take to heart to forgive anybody that sinned against him. In that case, nobody will be punished because of him. The Gemara says the following: anyone that his friend was punished due to something that was done to him because of him, he's not zeichet to enter the Eivishter, so to speak, chamber and in the Eivishter's surroundings. The Yoimag shows palm, and therefore a person should say three times, Shari the Cholman di Tzaron, I so to speak release anybody that pained me. V'chakach yemer boi mishalom areini meichel, say the Lashon and Lashon HaKodesh, that a meichel chol mi shehichas v'hikmei toisi, anyway that got, that angered me, or did wrong to me, did wrong me. The Alter Rebbe Nesidr only brought the second part, he didn't bring not the Nosach of Shari the Cholman. Now, he damned an early ma'ariv after plaga mincha, but before it says, and he didn't read three parashas by night. As a yoimer kol shalosh parashas b'krishma shal mita, he should say the three parashas b'krishma shal mita. Aval imam ona b'layla, if he already said it at night, for example, he davened ma'ariv at night, or he already read it right after it says, he only needs to say the first parsha of Shema and Bahafta in the evening by Krishna Shalom. He doesn't even say the next two. He doesn't say Bahayim and Bahayim. When we call Makar in the midst of Minam Ofkar, if he wants to be beyond the letter of the law, Yom Kolshos Parshias, he should say all three Parshias. And Mitzayin, from Sefer Menachem, that you say again, you repeat Hashem, Ani Hashem Lekechem, and Emes, to reach Tayag. Words. The Achakach Oimer Mizmoir Mizmoir Upsuki the Rachme, the specific Mizmoir capital telling you say, and Psukim I'm talking about the Rachmanus of the Eibishter as printed in the Siddur, and the Alter Rebbe also put in the Vidui, and the that we say on days that there is that we do say Tachron. Right there, but Ulam Bereva Sidurim, in a many of Sidurim, Nitmus of Briggs Hamapel Kodesh Krishma, they printed the Hamapel Bracha. That the Eibishter, so to speak, brings the ropes of sleep over my eyes, etc. And he downs the Eibishter to get up in the morning healthy and alive. So they put it before Krishma. The Yoyisatay Lemon breaks the map of life. That is a mistake. It should be said dafke at the end of the entire Nusach Krishma Shalom. It should be as close as possible to sleeping. And the Alter Rebbe Takos Masada that Amapel is at the end of Krishma Shalom. The Yema Krishma im Izmorim Koydim Shalach Lamitase Shema and all the Kapitel of Tehillim should say before he goes to bed. Or Birkas Amapel Yema Kshu Al Mitase Birkas Amapel should say when he's ready on his bed. The Koydim Shalom, because it has to be Samach to sleeping. The Koydim shouldn't speak afterwards. The before he goes to his bed, there were people that had the following custom. They would go yedachal mezuzah. He'd go to the mezuzah. He would put his fingers on his hand on the mezuzah. V'yir Hashem shoyim Hashem guards him. V'yir Hashem shavah pami 7 times. V'chol dorchecha, etc. This is not brought. This is not brought in the Alter Rebbe's Siddur. Now olach hashamar berkes hamapel lo yoychal lo yishta Once he says a mapil, he should not make a hefsek until sleeping. It's a bracha over sleep. So he shouldn't eat, drink, or speak until he's sleeping. What happens if he can't fall asleep? He should say again, Krishma. The Alter Rebbe says he should be careful from saying the first pasuk twice. It means he wants to say Psukim. So he says again the Nosach of Krishma and the Mizmoirim, the special Kabbalah Tilm that were brought till he falls asleep. Or there were others that were nice to say a few times the following Psukim. Toyra Tivulano, Eish Tamid, Seyafim Sonesi, or Zarua Begaimer, Atach Venoshani, you say these Psukim until he falls asleep. He's schooled, he's not something like Lalila. These parenthetically are also a skula from a seminal mission, which could happen Chas V'Shalom by night. Mikra Laila is Zibra Kasa Behoiva that it could happen by night. Rachman Alitan. Now, these Psukim were also not brought in Sidra Abeinu. Just I'll mention, my Zayde Rav Moshe Reuben Olav Shalom, he would say every night after Krishna, he would say the first four kapitlach of Tehillim, which is brought in the Machzah, the Altar put in our Nuzlach, that's a skula to Linatzim and Mikra Laila. Also, he would say those kapitlach every night, Alef through Dalet. Otei Kavanasa B'Sheina, and his Kavan, his intent when he goes to sleep, should be L'chazik Oich L'Avayit Hashem, L'Avayit Shamayim. He's going to sleep in order to, and get asleep in order not just to enjoy the sleeping, but to serve the Eivishter. He's going to be having relations. Lo Yermat Chila Birk Samapil. He should not say Birk Samapil before he goes to sleep. Ella Achakach only after the mitzvah. Then Koyel L'chol Bachas Parsha Rishayin Shal Krishma. I should say again the first parsha of Krishma, and then says Birk Samapil again. It's provided that he won't sleep through it and forget to say Samapil. Halacha, hey, Yash Malbushim Malav wants to take off his clothing. But Yishin Malbushim, and he should not sleep wearing his day clothing. Now, we're not to wear tzitzis by night, and in order for a person to accomplish something with it, you have to have one pair of tzitzis that you wear by day and then by night, and then you switch to a different pair, and you wear that by day and then by night. So that way, the Malbush Yoim, which you're chayef for, that's what you wear by night, and the next morning you cannot make a brach on it, because it was your Levush Laila, and therefore, Laila's Lav's Man Tzitzis Be'etzem, so you switch to new pair to make the new brach. Baite. Shechol Zmanolov, when you take off your shoes of Peshach, because when you take off your clothing, Chaylitz of Peshach, Shel Smol Tchilo, always take off the left side first, as just for careful when you put it on, that we're mechabed the right side by putting it on first. The lo yanech malbush of tachas min rashayis, do not put your clothing that you took off under your head. Kim shakech talmuda is kashal shikcha. Will have rachman son a person forget what he learned. The tachas lizar ma'oid lahargel zatzman lishkabal tida. He has to train himself and get himself accustomed to sleeping on the side. Is a god lishka pragdam. There's a big issue to sleep on the back. The hainu gabay lamata. His back is flat on the bed. The upon of lamayla and he's facing upward. Oy behepech, which could bring to akishu if he's laying with his back up and his stomach downward. Specifically on the side. Now, on the side gufa, there's an order which one you should start, on which side you should be laying at the beginning of the night and afterwards. At the beginning of your sleep in the evening, you should lay on your left side. And basayf, in the end of the night, you should be sleeping on your right side. What's the godless of it? You mean, person's liver is on his right side, but stumcha and his stomach is on his left side. Tzad smol, because he eats tzad smol. If he starts his night with his laying on the left side, so what's on the bottom is his stomach. As I covered, yeah, covered all at stumcha. This covered, his liver is above the stomach. It heats it up with its heat. That helps for the digestion to go swiftly. That's the time to turn over. The other way around, the tzumcha should be on top, should be resting. And that will help the shmutz pass easier through the digestion and out of the body. He should not swift this change slop from side to side many times. Allah's Latinius, he's going to explain later on in Simkufnam.